Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 17th of October. I think the old Nags did okay yesterday. I've got nothing in the NFL for tonight's game where Kansas are at Denver, I believe. Is it Kansas at Denver tonight? Yeah, Kansas are at Denver. I've got one for the weekend already in the NFL, which I'll give you now because this line may move. New Orleans Saints at Chicago Bears plus 3.5 New Orleans Saints. You can get 5-6 with Hills, best price or Betfred. So plus 3.5 New Orleans Saints at the Chicago Bears. And then I will have some more bets on Sunday, but take that one now. Going to start a new feature. I'm going to start a new feature as a new feature for the podcast to the end of the year. Bell end of the day. Yes, we've got presidents of the Bell End Association. We've got Donald Trump. I mean, if anybody saw that letter yourself, you must have seen it. The letter he's written to the Turkish Erdogan. I mean, what on earth is all that about? Gee whiz. So he is in there as president, and then you've got vice presidents, Boris Johnson and old frog face Farage. It's not always going to be politicians, but obviously at the minute that's what's in the spotlight. And today's bell end of the day is the Rayleigh MP, Marc Francois. And by no means is this anything to do with whether I'm Conservative, Labour, Lib Dem or whatever. It really isn't. I know people form their opinions on me, which are mostly wrong. But Marc Francois is your bell end of the day. In fact, leavers, I'll make you a deal. If we can leave tomorrow and he never has to appear on our TV screens again, then put that to Parliament. I think it'll get through. That'll do for me. That guy, just Google him. Just look at what he says. He's an absolute... How people vote for him. I mean, if you live in that area and you're listening to this, please leave FTS, because if you're getting up in the morning voting for that boy, you've got something wrong with you, and we're never, ever going to make a gambler out of you, that's for certain. He is some absolute bellend, that boy. Bellend of the day, that's it. I won't find one every day. I mean, they don't take a lot of time because they tend to find you, unfortunately, but... yeah, new feature, bell end of the day. So we've got the President Trump is president of the Bell End Society. Vice presidents, and the more can be added to the vice president's spot, but old racist Bojo, racist Farage. Again, if you're voting for those people, you've got something wrong with you, I keep telling you. But Marc Francois is the first accepted nominee into Bell End of the Day Academy. He may go up to president, you don't know. Right, what else have we got? Somebody asked me yesterday via email, could I be a bit more organised doing the podcast? No, there you go. Quite simple. I'll give you one word answer. No, I don't get time to be organised and sit there and write out a large script for you. I do this very much on the fly when I get a window in the day to do it. I've got information coming at me all day long, rehorses and things, so I tell you what I can when I can. And yes, I do have to hunt around and find it because it may arrive as I'm recording this. So no, I'm not going to sit there. I'm not like FTS Productions. We haven't got a TV studio and a recording studio in London. This is me and my office putting it together as and when I can for my own benefit. Right, have I got any horses today? Here we go. So you're going to get a fine example of it. Hold on a second. Do, 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 do. Right, I've got one here, but I can't find it. Here we go. 7:30. Oh, my Betfair screen's gone wrong now. See, these things happen. Right, horse racing, 7:30. Is at Chelmsford City. And it is a win bet on the favourite, Furkan. Don't take anything lower than 6-4. Furkan, currently around 7-4. Do not go lower than 6-4. But that's the first one. Furkan in the 7:30 at Chelmsford. And then I've got another one in the 2:20 at Carlisle. Another win bet. And again, don't take lower than 6-4. Currently 7-4. I'd better go now. 2:20 at Carlisle. I'd better go now. Harry Skelton's mount. So two win bets there. And I think somewhere in here I've got a trade. Bear with me a second. I just need to check the prices again. There you go. The guy who emailed in yesterday is probably headbutting a wall now. get a day by the DE Mullins mount in the 310 at Tremor. Get a day, that is your trade, dob that. Get a day in the 310 at Tremor. The horses will pick up, as I say, when the jumps gets going. I'll have more stuff myself, and I'm currently putting some stuff together for the racing package and videos. Remember, I gave some horses a week or so ago before I went to Tokyo. I'm doing that process daily, and I will give you a rundown of what that produces on the jumps in a couple of videos, probably next week or the week after. Obviously, we're into the football for the next 3 or 4 days after today. Everything will be running as normal tomorrow. I've got through a chunk of emails, but I've got another chunk to get through. There's nothing football-wise today, so the next lot of football, I think there's a few Brazilian games on the FDD coupons for overnight, but there's nothing my end, so it will be full steam ahead tomorrow. There's some J-League games at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then we're into all the leagues running. I think Ultimate members will have all the leagues available in Poisson this week onwards. So I know I keep saying it, but this sort of feels to me, I know we've got another international break in November, but it feels to me now you've got all the leagues have played a few games that you're getting into the season. And obviously the nap of the weekend will probably be Watford to beat Spurs. Hey-ho, right, have a lovely Thursday. I've got a few things on and the dog's not great, but I'll be back with you tomorrow morning after I've done all the FTS stuff, so it'll be more of a lunchtimey late afternoon podcast, not lying in bed, Lord Dio, like you do with your flipping cider down in the West Country, kicking your feet back, doing naffle. Right, see you later, team.